Good morning. A large but weak upper level disturbance centered over the Canadian Maritimes will continue to influence our weather through the day today as it throws moisture back into interior New York and New England in the form of generally mostly cloudy skies. There is the risk of a couple of passing flurries or snow showers, maybe even a little bit of freezing drizzle across northern New York and Vermont. But precipitation would be the exception rather than the rule. In fact, there could be a few more breaks of sunshine over what we saw over the last couple of days, and this will help temperatures reach into the middle 30s on average for daytime highs, and even a bit more sunshine is possible in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England as the system begins to loosen its grip on the region. That trend will continue into tonight with skies becoming partly cloudy, temperatures dropping back into the lower to mid 20s. High pressure building in at the surface will combine with a departing upper level system to produce more in the way of sunshine on Thursday, and with mostly sunny skies, highs will rebound into the mid 30s once again. A little bit cooler, but still mostly sunny on Friday, generally in the lower 30s. That same high pressure center will dominate into the upcoming weekend, keeping the weather dry. A few more clouds will tend to mix in on both Saturday and Sunday, and with a mix of sun and clouds both days, highs will be in the lower 30s. By early next week, we'll start to turn our attention to a developing storm in the Gulf of Mexico. Initially, high pressure will be in control with mostly sunny skies on Monday and highs in the mid-30s before that system tracks toward the Carolina coast on Tuesday. At this point, we'll have to wait and see if the disturbance moves closer to the coast, which would bring us a chance of snow on Tuesday night and Wednesday, or out to sea like its predecessor, which would leave us dry. High temperatures will be in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low elevation rain and mountain snow will overspread the Pacific Northwest over the next few days as active low pressure systems approach the region. Rainfall accumulations upwards of 3 inches will be possible all along the coast and the coastal ranges of Washington and Oregon through Thursday morning. Precipitation will vary from moderate to heavy at times across the area, with 6 to 12 inches of snow for portions of the Olympics and Cascade ranges, as well as parts of the Northern Rockies through today. Some of the highest peaks may get a bit above a foot of snow. The initial system will slide into the southern plains as return moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will begin to fuel thunderstorms across eastern Texas ahead of a low-pressure system. The coverage and intensity of showers and storms will increase across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley as the storm system strengthens. Areas of heavy rain may develop near the advancing front, increasing the risk of localized flash flooding, especially near northeast Texas, Louisiana, southern Arkansas, and southeastern Oklahoma. The Weather Prediction Center has a marginal risk of excessive rainfall in these areas, and the Storm Prediction Center has also identified this region as having a marginal risk for severe weather. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with drifting snow and 19 degrees with a north wind at 33, gusting to 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 22, 84% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds near 40, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature, 31, that's 8 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, a trace of snowfall, 4.6 inches of snow for the month, which is 1.8 inches above normal, and 32.0 inches for the season, which is 12.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 71 set in 2007, and the record low 19 below zero in 1996. Sunrise this morning 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few snow flurries today, also some spotty freezing drizzle with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny in the lower 30s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Monday. And increasing clouds on Tuesday with a chance of snow by the end of the day and highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.